Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So there's been a rule in place in Vegas for 4+ decades. But there's one specific place that is trying to challenge the rule. And the rule is whether or not you can have slot machines and gambling, which again, if you go to Vegas, you can gamble the second you get off the airplane.
Right.
They're in the airport, mm-hmm. yet at gas stations, at grocery stores, like you can gamble everywhere. It's one of the beauties of Vegas. And then obviously there's all the strip casinos and off the strip casinos. But again, you can stop anywhere. Like, I've never gone to a car wash, but I bet that car wash is while you're waiting on your car. No, I'm being completely serious.
Makes sense.
I could go to like a 7-Eleven type, a convenience store and gamble. But there's one place where for the last 42 years, you've not been able to gamble. And one of the establishments is pushing, going, why not? You could do it everywhere else. And like I said, my immediate reaction was they should do it. But for 42 years, there's been a reason that they haven't.
But before that, it was not regulated?
I don't know if it was. I don't know the history other than they said that for 42 years, it's not taken place. And again, if somebody's going to call me and go, well, I know a place, whatever, I apologize, but I'm just going by what the article said.
You've named quite a few businesses. I can't think of what else is left.
Strip club.
Oh.
Strip club. And my immediate response was,
like, if you go to one, are you kind of shocked at first when you're like, oh God, there's no machines in here? You can't gamble in here?
I've never gambled at a strip club. So to me, it feels very normal.
Okay.
I bet you've gambled, just not in the traditional sense.
And lost. No. Diane spilled. No, I've never gambled at a strip club. So it's never crossed my mind.
But you've found it odd that they are not in there.
Not until somebody says
something.
Are we
talking like table games?
Well, right now they're saying like slots and video terminals.
Okay, yeah.
But in my mind, like I've been to casinos, and I'm not talking about like if you walk through like the Bellagio, or if you're in Atlantic City and you walk through the casino floor, like one of the MGM properties or something like that,
yeah.
right? Like National Harbor. I'm not talking about where it's just open on the floor, that there should be a strip club in there. However, if there was a strip club in a casino that you had to show like ID and stuff mm-hmm. to get into, the same way there's a restaurant in a casino where it's like it's not in the middle of the floor. You like leave and, you know, not the property, but it's like on the side of the casino. Why not be able to go in and gamble in there? And this is right now it's for slots and machines.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually they'll have table games with dealers. And
well,
they don't know
if this is going to get cleared.
Oh.
But it's one of the, I can't remember which strip club it is. But one of them is like, listen, we've been in business. We don't have problems. It's a high class strip club. Like there's some great strip clubs in Vegas and everything's fine. Why shouldn't we be able to gamble?
So in this article, they talked to Sapphire.
Oh, there you go. Sapphire, very famous.
Encompassing 500,000 square feet. We have a nightclub, lounge, dancing, adult entertainment, and a day pool. Why not gaming in a portion of the establishment?
Yeah, set me up a little spot. The only person that I could see being against it are the strippers.
Because that's taking money out of their...
It's either taking money
pocket.
Out of their pocket
mm-hmm.
that instead of playing slot machines, you could be giving to me.
Right.
And you're not paying attention to me. So what I mean by that is like you're not getting like a private dance. We're not going to private. Like you're distracted. I've been distracted by many things at a strip club.
David Brown, a representative for Sapphire.
Wouldn't you vote for it?
Explained that strip clubs are still somewhat reeling from COVID.
Absolutely.
More than any other tourist business in the county.
In the county? That's probably true. That's
because
probably true.
They were one of the last ones to reopen, and some people are still hesitant to go.
Which I don't get. Would you rather get COVID at Cabo Wabo or at Sapphire? Sapphire.
Oh, this is interesting. Business license officials cannot determine the intent of the original ordinance.
I don't get it either. I don't get it.
Several commissioners who were in the office in 1980 have passed away.
Why do they
buffets.
Point that out?
No, but
all
you know what
buffets.
I mean? But you know what I mean? Like, it is like, for 42 years, we haven't been able to do this. Yeah. Why did we institute that rule? I don't know. They're all dead.
Everybody who told us has passed.
It's honestly not the death part, but this kind of sounds like radio. Why do we do this? It's always been the way we do it. We didn't want to change it up. We wanted to mix it up. That's a refrain you often hear in these studios.
But wouldn't you want to do that? And by the way, you could tell me, I don't like playing slots. But if I could sit there and play blackjack and look over and see dancing going on, do you know how great that would be? That would be awesome. And by the way, you could also argue, I could make an argument as the establishment. If it's distracting them, maybe they're not playing great, we make more money.
So it would be wide open in terms of you would be able to see. It's not like you'd be in a separate room.
I don't remember 42 years ago what the ruling was. At Elliott's Strip Club, I want you to be able to see.
Sapphire just said a portion.
Yeah, Sapphire almost makes it sound like they want a gambling area that's away from...
Yeah.
By the way, if I were Sapphire, you know what I would do? Swim up blackjack right in that day pool with the strippers. No, I'm being serious.
Have you ever seen that before? Swim up blackjack?
I've played swim up blackjack.
You have?
Absolutely. There's a blackjack table in the pool. Absolutely. Huh. Oh, yes.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, it's great. You sit, you drink, you pee, and gamble all in the same seat.
Aren't your hands all wet?
Say again?
Aren't your hands soaking?
No, the table is above the water.
I know.
Well, so is the bar,
yeah,
but
you're
I still get it all wet.
No, it's elevated a little bit. I mean, it's not right up here.
My cards are wet.
That's okay. Yeah, they don't care as long as you're spending money. I think it's great. I love the idea.
Is there... So obviously there's a gaming commission who would enforce gaming rules. There's definitely a liquor licensing board.
Right.
Are there, when it comes to the rules of strip clubs, are there teams that go around to make sure there's no funny business? And I don't mean like...
Are there openings? I'd like to get in.
Quality control.
The concern is the openings. No, somebody who, I don't mean...
The answer has to be
like
yes.
Prostitution, but I mean like... And this can go in any jurisdiction, but you're only allowed to be topless, so we need to make sure.
And I'm seeing some of that nanny downstairs.
Like, who enforces that?
I bet there is. I bet there is. Oh, you know what? I'm quality control. I'm a mystery shopper.
Not quality control. Just rule enforcement.
Like her. No, there has to be. There has to be somebody that goes in, because you're right. You can go to a place where it's just supposed to be topless, but I know that, you know, I could just kind of pull aside a little bit and get a little extra cash. But, I mean, listen, the topless only places do that. Like, if you go to tip a place that's bottomless, like, I don't explain this to you two who've never been, except for my party. They'll kind of pull.
I have been to a strip club before.
Have you really?
With you.
Yeah, no, but I meant like on your own. Like, you don't go regularly.
Oh, no, I've only been with you.
but like. If it's a fully naked place, right?
That was ours. That we went to together.
Was fully naked.
Yes.
Yeah, because I won't go anywhere else.
Damn it.
No, but they'll have like a garter on and they'll pull the garter out for you to put the tip in.
Mm-hmm.
If they're bottomless, they'll like you put it in like the hip part, but they pull that hip part far enough away where
you mean,
it's
you mean topless? You're holding underwear.
Oh, yeah,
bottom.
Not bottomless. You could be topless, but you have to wear bottoms.
Uh-huh.
But they pull that bottom so far out for you to tip that you could see all the
Are
vagina.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. Do you want a 5 or do you want a 20? For a 20, all I got to do is pull this over and you're seeing vagina. Yeah. I know how the game works. And that's why I hold a 5 in my left hand and a 20 in my right. How far did you pull your squirrels? If you pulled them far away, 20 goes in. If you're like being all coy, like you don't want me to see it, 5. I'm still tipping. Okay. I just want it to be no. But no, I hate going. It's a strip club. It's not a, it's not a bathing suit try-on facility. Drives me nuts.
That was a mouthful.
Drives me nuts.
Wait, so what was I saying? What was I saying?
About the tables or the separate rooms?
Oh, no, you were asking, is there a commission that, yes, that is in charge? I mean, the answer has to be yes. But I just don't understand. So if that's Vegas, the other thing I was going to ask is, are there other, like if you were to go to, like Atlantic City doesn't have, I mean, Atlantic City has strip clubs, obviously.
I take it back. We were up at a strip club in Atlantic City together too.
Yes.
I still only went with you.
But that was a horrible experience. But I don't know if like strip clubs have, I've not been in a strip club that allows gambling. And I don't know if there are, like, by the way, if they said yes, I'd go right to National Harbor. I'd call Brian Voltaggio and go, hey, let's open up a strip club, take that private room, turn it into a strip club, and let's put some gambling in there and let's get after it.
I forget where we went in AC.
I can't remember the name of it. I know it was for a bachelor party. It was horrible. No, you can't bring your phone in.
But it's funny, the wrestler Damian Priest just did an interview where he was talking about managing Stiletto, which is a club in Atlantic City. And so I went to their website because I was trying to remember if that's the one we went to. And I don't think it was, because in big bold letters on their website, it says, and I'm not making this up, no mandatory cell phone check-in.
Oh, no. Ours had a mandatory cell phone check-in.
Yes, they did.
Which I hate.
You and Lamont.
Line one. So now I've laid out the referendum.
Oh, and free Wi-Fi.
Well, I got my phone, and I got to upload this. Yeah, I'm on Facebook Live. What is the, are you voting for gambling in strip clubs or no?
To me, it's a why not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think at all with the dancer's perspective.
So that's That's the only person that I feel for. However, you may get people, the only argument, and I don't know if I buy it, is you may get people who normally wouldn't go to a strip club to go in and gamble. Then not.
I'm going to go to this one.
I've never gambled before. I've got a thing with casinos. But I'll try this one. No, I don't know. The only ones that really stand to lose money could be the dancers.
Do some gambling addicts who are in Vegas go to strip clubs because they can't be on the floor of a casino?
No,
honey, comma, honey. That's why I was there. I don't want to spend our money. You know, I was addicted years back.
Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah. Hi, who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? This is Andy.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you, Andy?
So my theory is they're not going to let you gamble in the strip club because every guy's dream is to go into the strip club and make it rain, right?
Sure.
You put quarter slot into a strip club, they're going to make it hail. Nobody's going to a strip club where the strippers are wearing safety goggles.
Not true, and I'll tell you how I know that. And listen, I'm assuming that you were not born in Canada?
No, but there used to be a strip club in Dundalk called Skin that did 25-cent bottles on Saturday mornings, and they had signs that specifically said, please do not throw change at the strippers.
Right. Well, anyway, so the... Wow.
Did they have a mandatory cell phone check-in?
No, but what I was going to say is, so if you go to a strip club in Montreal where they have, like, they don't have, their dollar there is a coin, and they have a $2 coin, mm-hmm, loonies and toonies. Those get thrown up on stage all the time, and the ladies don't get hurt. Now, it is awkward at the end of a dance where essentially they look like beachcombers with a magnet getting their tips.
With like a big plastic
but
cup.
But people know how to behave. Now, it's Skin in Dundalk, maybe not. But in Canada, they have figured out how to be polite to some of the dancers, and they do. They got to like crawl around with a magnet getting all their money. It's awkward, but I mean, listen, you do what you got to do. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, Ellie, it's Nick. How you doing?
Hey, good. What's going on, dude?
Hey, man. Well, first and foremost, I am all for this. I think this idea is genius.
Thank you.
And when they do this, I'm booking a first flight to Vegas.
Thank you.
Secondly, I also think this is awesome for the strippers because, listen to this, if someone's gambling in a casino and they win a nice chunk of change, the first thing they think of with that extra money they got is going to the strip club. If they're already in a strip club, they're 100% going to blow all of it on a stripper.
No, and by the way, 100% right. That's a very, very valid and very, very fair point.
And everyone who plays the slots is going to win, right?
No, it's the worst game that you can play
in
a casino.
They have to be all Wheel of Fortune slot machines.
Horrible.
Talking blackjack tables.
But you know what I was going to say is, like, for example, casinos are smart. They figured out if you don't use cash and you use chips, people will spend chips because it's not money. Imagine that's where I also think that the club could stand to make money, because now I'm just throwing chips up there and not just dollars. Tyler's now looking at pictures of people at gambling at swim up bars.
Gross.
Why is that gross?
One, there's so much ass crack.
Well, I'm sitting and my trunks are getting weighed down.
And it's just I know the water.
Like sweaty old fat guys playing playing poker.
I know the water is treated, but you mentioned it. All these guys are just peeing right there.
Okay, can I defend those guys for a second?
Ew.
They got a hot shoe.
No.
How many places offer this?
I can't believe you've never seen it.
I've never seen it before.
Swim up gambling is massive. No, but that looks like a bad, you know what? That looks like the six guys left out at a bad orgy.
Yeah, that water's turning green.
No, but by the way, it's no different. You've been to a swim up bar before.
Love them.
Those people don't get up to go to the bathroom. They just piss in their seat.
But it's understood.
This is for gambling.
It's a new concept.
Line.
Do dealers have to wear bikinis?
Say again.
Do the dealers have to wear bikinis? They are in every photo.
You want a full table or you want an empty table? You want to sell beer out of the tub in a bikini or in a turtleneck?
It's a dicky.
So is this.
You know what's horrible? I only did that because my mom used to be a big fan of wearing dickies. So that was like a nod to her.
My mom was a big fan of Dickies also.
Right. And within half a second, after a little tip of the hat to my mom, you're pointing at your penis. Sorry, Mom.
Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Josh from Richmond.
Hey, Josh, what can I do for you?
So everyone's talking about slot machines in the casino. Could you imagine, or in the strip club, could you imagine sitting at a table playing blackjack and your dealer's topless?
Let me search that.
No, you know what? I didn't even think of that. Like, in my mind, it was just...
You don't
just
have to look around at the top ties. They're right there in front of you.
That's an excellent point. That is an excellent point. No, but you know what's interesting? And I'm glad that you called. I never even thought of the dealer being a stripper.
Yeah, I just thought of a normal everyday dealer that you
like normally the waitress
see.
Or
yeah.
The waiter, right? Yeah. They just walk around, they have clothes on. I mean, they're like fun dressed. That I don't know. You know what? Why am I adverse to that? I love the idea.
So TripAdvisor, somebody asked.
Here we go.
Hold on, somebody asked.
There was glass in the parking lot. One star.
Are there any topless dealers at casinos, hotels, and clubs in Las Vegas? And you have, to TripAdvisor's forms credit, everyone citing the rules about strip clubs and gambling. So this would be a new topic of much discussion then.
Yeah, in my mind, the strippers were not dealers. But that does bring up a good point.
And then all these images I'm looking at are from onlinepornCasino.com. So this is virtual. This is offshore stuff. porncasino.co. I mean, we're talking about .biz's, .ph's, .edu's.
Can there be, like, if you go to, like, what are the places where the ripping and the tearing, what are those?
Hedonism.
They have to have a swim-up bar.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Can the bartenders be topless?
They might be required.
What side are you on?
Don't
you have to pick?
No, you're on the adult side.
Well, isn't there, like, prude and
oh, prude
nude.
And nude. Yeah. Prude. No, I'm on the nude side.
Okay, sorry.
Why would I be on the prude side? I'm on the nude side.
Uh-huh.
Would the swim up bar waitresses just be there all stuff a showing?
I guess they could.
Oh my God. Book a band, we gotta do a flyaway. Where am I going? Line 6? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Elliot.
Yes.
The Hollywood Casino in Las Vegas has a place called the Pleasure Pit where all the girls are dressed up in lingerie and they're dealers.
Search.
The Pleasure Pit?
The Pleasure Pit at the Hollywood Casino in Las Vegas?
Yes.
Hold on. Well, we found the Pleasure Pit. And wait, the girls are the dealers, but they're topless?
The girls are the dealers. They're not topless. They're dressed in lingerie. So they have, you know,
oh,
like,
yeah,
there. Stuff like that.
There we go.
There you are, sir.
All right. You know what? That's not bad. Hey, next time we're in Vegas, I know where we're staying. Normally, I like to go to the Bellagio, but that I'm going to the Pleasure Pit.
So look, I think it's like at 8 o'clock or something in the evening. They all come downstairs and down the escalator, and it's like a big like to do. Like everybody's just stands there and watching them come down.
Oh, it's like that. It's like that famous hotel. Is it in Nashville where the ducks come walking out?
Yes.
It's very similar. It's the
Memphis. Is that Memphis?
Maybe Memphis. Yeah,
where Peabody.
The Peabody. Yeah. That's
it. I think when you get up off of the table, you walk around like a duck too.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.